The Rum Story is a visitor attraction that we operate. Our general manager had observed that all the banks that surround us were being shut and locked, and we have a small passageway which is not a particularly safe environment, so we decided that we would shut as well. We advised all our customers that were here and our visitors, and if they wanted to leave, we could make sure that they got safe access out, but if they wanted to stay, that was fine with us, and most of them stayed.
It must have been very frightening, something like this happening so close to where you are.
To be quite honest, it wasn't until the magnitude of what was going on, the fact that the guy was moving around the area of West Cumbria. I mean, we only have one road in West Cumbria, the one main road, the 595. You can either go north or you can go south. And the fact that there wasn't really much place for this guy to go, but he went south, which is closer towards where the Sellafield nuclear reprocessing plant is. And we heard that Sellafield was on lockdown as well. They have their own security forces down there. That you start to get a bit nervous. Personally, I live down that part of the world, and I was getting extremely nervous because I have a lot of family and friends down there. And it was just watching it unfold. And that's when you start feeling nervous, because you suddenly realise that this guy was just being random. He didn't have an agenda. And therefore, the spontaneity meant that anybody could be hurt. And as we found out, that is the case. I mean, after about sort of 40 minutes of being shut down at the Rum Story, things were starting to open up again. So if people wanted to leave, we opened the doors and they could come and go as they liked. The town was very, very quiet. All the buses were parked up. They weren't moving. There was no traffic around. And there were very, very few people on the streets. But one of the unfortunate things is today at 12 midday, we had the funeral of Chloe Walker, which was the young girl that was killed in the tragic bus crash last week. And so there was, in a way, it had already been a very quiet town because people were going to that funeral as well.